Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 150 Woo-hoo! Of the Declutter Me podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Shalina cannot contain her excitement, clearly. Hello there.
Hi. I thought it was a woohoo kind of moment when you said it, so I thought I'd woohoo it.
It's funny because, like, off air, when we first were talking about the 150, you were like, well, it's 150. We should do the woohoos for the, like, 200.
Yeah.
So hence I was breezing right past the woohoo.
Yeah. I never know how to... Yeah, you talk about them as, like, it's the landmark episode. And I'm like, oh, it's an episode. This is amazing. You know me, I'm still at that point like I was in 2018 where I was like, how have we got... Has it been 2018? Yeah, we started in 2018, didn't we? April 2018. Oh, my God. This is our,
we're
like...
We're nearing on 3 years, yeah.
3 years we've been doing this together.
You realize that it's like... It's also just math, right? Like there are 52 weeks in a year, 150 means...
Don't be a smartass. Nobody needs to listen to a smartass.
I actually wasn't trying to do that. I was just
really?
Pointing out that
even
like...
Even though I know you have a lot of fans now who love your British accent smartassness, but no one needs that. All right,
that was not what I was getting at. My point, however, was coming back to why I was saying that even 150 for me is a milestone, especially because we're weekly, is if we go from 100 to 150, we're almost... It's a year.
Yes. Right?
So hence it's something to celebrate. Hence I want to celebrate the 150s as much as the 100.
Yes. All right. Okay. Anyway, it is a big deal. It just, I still have that same feeling of I can't believe that people listen and recognize my voice now.
I think that's a good thing for the most part.
It is. But yeah, it's
I guess
it's
in a
lovely.
Way, I mean, in a way, if you think about it, like, if you haven't felt like you've actually done 150 and you feel like it's just, you're just starting out and yet you have all of this stuff, then that means it's been a fun process.
Yeah. Yes, of course it's been fun with you.
I like
that's
how
all
that,
you
that,
wanted.
That,
you
no, just... actually it wasn't about that at all. It was just pointing out that, like, I mean, my head is filling up the screen anyway. It doesn't matter. For those of us watching this on YouTube, we don't have to explain how big my head is. But
so big.
But no, I meant it in the sense that if it's felt like it's breezed past, that's a good sign. As opposed to feeling like, oh my God, we finally got to 150, which would have been a very different feeling.
No,
but
no,
I guess
it has been breezing.
But we wouldn't have continued the show, yeah, I think, no, if it had gotten that bad.
Exactly, yes, yeah. We would have stopped abruptly. But anyway, but we're not. We're still going on.
Yeah.
And we got lots planned.
And I'm also like... interrupting you because it's like, we would not have stopped abruptly. We would have done a graceful closure of the show. We would have given, you know, we would have done like a closing episode.
Do people who close podcasts close gracefully? I don't think so.
Well, when it's a planned closure, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
If it's like a series, but not if it's like they get fed up with talking to each other or to other people.
No, I think we would. I mean, if that's the reason why we would land up ending the show, and I don't mean because we'd be fed up talking to each other, but because we feel like the show... You know, we want to maybe try something else or do something different or whatever it is. And we would actually announce that, wouldn't we? Why would you not not let the listeners know that, hey, you know.
Well, when I get on Netflix or the BBC or something, then maybe we'll stop the podcast. Inshallah.
Why?
Because I want to be on Netflix.
No, but why wouldn't you say, like, if I get on Netflix, then we'll, you know, it'll make the podcast
bigger.
We're
going to do a Netflix and a podcast.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. Yeah. All right, fine. Can I get on Netflix next? Or BBC, please. Anyway.
So we're going to be doing this for a while, guys, clearly.
Yes, sorry, lots of banter.
But yeah, 150, it's a nice milestone. It's 3 years in, you know.
I can't believe it's been 3 years. Wow.
We've upgraded. We're doing YouTube and video and all sorts of things.
We're global.
We grew in Canada last year.
Yeah, we were big in Canada. Thank you, Canadian listeners.
Yeah, that was,
really
that was a big one.
I think it's because they were stuck in lockdown for so long. Anyway, should we tell them what we're going to talk about today?
Oh, I thought this was it. No, we were actually going to do an episode.
No, okay. We're going to do a proper episode. We have to like help our listeners to get organized. This is all, you know, find everything in 5 seconds. That's what it's about, right? The Declutter Me Show. Yeah, I just did a little dance. Right, we're going to talk because we're brown.
I like how, like, you know, I'm the producer. I didn't even know we were having a new title song today, but okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So because we're brown and we're desi, did I pronounce it right?
You were closer than you've been in any of the iterations we'd practiced before.
Whenever
the show.
I say desi in a Asian way, I get told off by him. And if I say
because
it in
unfair.
An Indian way, he says I sound like Apu from The Simpsons. So...
This was good. I think we should just leave while you're on the high. Don't try to recreate the magic because then, you know, you might sound like a poo.
So, we are, what are we, Shirag? Desi.
Podcasters?
Desi. We're brown. So, and we're Asian. And we have had a listener ask us to talk about the Desi fridge and how to organize it. And now we've talked about organizing fridges, which we will link to in the show notes, as always. But Desi fridges and Asian fridges, I think, like, we've got Asian friends, you know, from Southeast Asia, had the same sort of issues as well. But we have a different kind of inside in our fridges are different inside, right?
I think what Chalina is trying to say here is that, like, there is some differences in the ingredients and the things that we store.
Yes.
Compared to what you might find in a more... I don't know what the comparison is, and maybe we shouldn't make one.
Western?
Yeah, maybe not. I'm not really sure. Yeah. But the idea is that there is, because of the way the diets are and other things,
yeah,
there might be some differences, by the way, but it may apply to someone living in the West as well, who might be either of a similar diet or pursuing something similar to that. So that's kind of what we want to talk about.
Or Desi. I'll stop saying it. Anyway, we're going to talk about that kind of fridge. So I mean, a lot of brown people are either Hindu or Sikh, so they're vegetarian, right? So there'll be a lot of vegetables, and even for Muslims.
Actually, I think it's an Asian thing or an Indian thing for sure. A Desi thing, as we were calling it, which is the subcontinent, the larger subcontinent area. It doesn't matter if you do eat meat or you don't, but there is a heavy focus on veggies, lentils, and those kind of food things or food groups that you don't often see in some of the other kitchens. Yeah.
And so there'll be a lot of different types of vegetables. So there'll be the core ingredients like your onions, your garlic, which can be stored together. And then there'll be, you know, coriander and the other herbs.
Yeah.
And then there are things like, I mean, the different kinds of aubergines you can get, the, you know, courgettes, and kind of very subcontinent centric kind of vegetables, which you wouldn't see in a normal supermarket unless it was in the specialist area. So there's all those kind of vegetables. So they might be grouped together with, there's ones that are like pumpkin and squash that we have, you know, like mini pumpkins you can have as well and stuff like that. So there's all these different kinds of vegetables. And of course, they have to be stored in different ways. I had one client, she wonderfully gave me a whole diagram about how vegetables should be stored in the fridge, because she wanted me to organize her fridge anyway. And she went, here's this thing I found. And I didn't fully realize that some, you know, there were certain vegetables that couldn't be stored in next to other vegetables, because then it all help it go off. It's the same with bananas. Do you know about bananas? Yeah. That you can't put bananas with other vegetables because it all help.
It accelerates the ripening of the other stuff. Yeah. And funnily enough, like, that was something, and then there's the converse of it, which is something my mom told me at some point, is if you have avocados and they're not ripening, store them with onions, they'll ripen faster. So it's the opposite. Like, sometimes you want to accelerate the ripening. I believe it's onions.
I didn't know that.
So that was, to be honest, I have not done any level of scientific testing to be able to say, yes, it works or no, it doesn't, but it's just an interesting
thing. I am going to try that. See, brown mums, they know all these things.
They know all these things. Yeah. So, even though funnily enough, avocados are not really anything staple to us, but yeah, that's
just something we eat a lot. But the thing, funnily enough, avocados are what my dad used to use, as a cricket ball when they were growing up, because they're from Kenya. And there's so many avocados grow, and nobody used to eat avocados. They didn't know how to eat avocados. Wow. It wasn't like it was trendy like it is now. And they used to be huge things, and the seeds were huge. So they used to use them as cricket balls.
I think we picked this as the 150th episode because we thought it was an interesting topic to talk about and everything else.
Yeah.
But I think this is the best factoid we've had in 3 years that you've ever shared. That avocados, your dad used to use avocados as a cricket ball.
Yeah, our whole family, like, they'll talk about it. They'll talk about how they play cricket with avocado. And I'm sure it's a whole East African thing.
I mean, not only is that very amusing, as I just realized, but also in very typical Desi fashion, I've talked about my mom and you've talked about your dad. So we've covered the parents.
Yes.
We can now move on.
I'm sure my mom will come, like, there'll be my mom's tip as well will come up. I'll get that diagram and I'll share it in the show notes as well. You can see what vegetables can stick together. I mean, it's a bit different because obviously, as we always say here, we're in the Middle East, it's hotter, we put more things in the fridge than we would put in other countries. You know, there are things like avocado we leave out only for a short while for it to ripen, then we have to put it in the fridge because it will just go so fast.
Right.
So there are certain, we have more things that we have to put in the fridge. Another thing that we have a lot of is leftovers. We like leftovers. We never cook.
We don't cook in small portions.
No. Even I don't cook. And live. We live, you know, by ourselves, right, yeah, in our house. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I cook the same amount of portions my mum would cook for us as a family.
Really?
Yeah.
Still, even now?
Even now.
Okay.
I know better, but I will then have half of the leftovers. So I'll have one meal. Then one lot of it will go into one container. And I have a glass container because I use them now in the fridge. And then another glass container will go into the freezer.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so yeah, I'll have...
That's not how I cook at all.
Yeah. Okay. So then I have about three, sometimes 4 days of food to eat, the same food, which gets a bit boring. But
the point is, you have multiple servings of the same thing. I mean, I think the maximum... I mean, I think that's also maybe just a factor of I've been cooking for myself for quite some time.
Yeah.
So eventually you just start reducing and kind of adjusting. So now now for most things, it's single serve or maximum two. Especially if I'm doing like a nice curry or something that I want to eat, I know I'll eat it again kind of thing. Or even the baseline of making like a chickpea curry or chana masala, as we would say. It turns out to be a little more than one serving, but that's about it. And then but it's eaten quickly. I don't run into this. I don't freeze a lot of stuff actually.
Well, for me, my thinking, I just can't think smaller. I've just been brought up like that. My mom was always cooked like that. My mom still cooks like that.
Even yeah, just so does her mine. And that's true, dad, by the way. So does mine, yeah.
You know, they still, so they have all these leftovers. But for me as well, it helps me because of my work, because there, especially when I'm going to different Emirates and coming back late, I then don't have to, I have food
it's
in the
convenient,
freezer.
It's convenient, for sure.
Yeah. So I can take the thing out in the morning, out the freezer, and it can be defrosted by the time I come home, and then just have to warm it up in the microwave or in the saucepan. So for me, it's convenience that I have ready-made meals to eat, which is my own food. So that's a lot of the reason for me as well that I was like, what am I doing? But now it's very convenient for me. Right. But most families, you know, when they're not living alone, they do have a lot of leftovers. You know, I'm sure your mom used to make not just one dish, but she'd make two or three dishes, you know, and curries. And the same with my mom, she'd make two curries, plus it'd be leftovers. So you end up having about three or four dishes every day. And that's a thing. So you have to have the room in the fridge and you have to store it properly. Right. So one thing I say, you know, and we've talked about sustainability before, and, you know, I've talked about glass containers. They are great, you know, especially now you can get great glass containers from the big stores or online, which you can put in the fridge or the freezer, the dishwasher safe, you know.
Yeah, stackable generally. Yeah.
Stackable, you can put it in the microwave. So they're very convenient to use everywhere, you know, when they're these glass ones. So it's better than getting these, you know, plastic ones. And you can use them in various places. And yes, as you said, the stackable as well, or they can fit in a neat way as well.
Right.
So they're great to have. So if you get a whole set of them, that's good for you for leftovers. But make sure you get containers that will fit for your lifestyle, for the amount of food that you're making. There's no point buying a big container if you only have a tiny amount. Like, you know, for you, you only have a little bit of leftover. So you only need a small square glass.
Yeah, something
box.
That's enough to store that. Yeah. Don't need a big one.
Yeah, so... think about that and go through your Tupperware and your, you know, or your glass containers and see, do you need all of them? Do you use all of them? Because if you don't and it doesn't even fit in your fridge, there's no point having it, so you can donate them. So see what you can get. And now you can get individual containers. You know, IKEA have great ones. There's a Spanish store that I've seen and they had beautiful containers that were glass with bamboo lids as well. So there are lots of options out there. But find what you need and don't get a big packet of them. Just buy individual ones that you need, you know, because when they have the big packs, then you don't use them and they just take up space in the cupboard. Another thing we have is pickles. And we were talking about this before, right? About how to store pickles. So pickles, as you said, are supposed to last a long time. They're pickled. So you don't need to put them in the fridge. But I put my pickles in the fridge. And you don't, right?
Well, no. I mean, I think that for me, the difference is like the homemade ones, I don't. Right. And they've generally lasted. Yes, you don't have to. I mean, you don't expose them to the sun. You keep them in a cool area or a cool part of the kitchen. You store them in a way that there's no direct sunlight, etc. But the whole point of pickling is it's meant to make the thing last longer,
yeah,
right?
Exactly,
and generally, that's how even just average pickling is designed, let alone Indian pickles.
Yeah.
But I have noticed, or at least in the past, when I have purchased that, is if you buy the store-bought stuff, especially because they're canned and or bottled in some fashion, they tend to have other ingredients that could potentially go bad. So I've seen them go bad.
Yeah, I have as well.
Or sometimes, I mean, the pickling process doesn't work so well, which is a whole different thing. But on average, I've noticed that the store-bought stuff that you get, and of course you get that very freely here especially, that stuff tends to go bad in our heat.
They do. And even in the fridge, after a while,
Sometimes that happens too.
So after a year and a half, they will go off. Yeah. Especially, you know, at the top, you know, like I get... I get that Gujarati one, the mango one is sweet, which I love. And yeah, it's all sticky. And at the top of the jar, it always sticks. That gets moldy quite quickly, even in the fridge. Yeah. So, and as I said, as you said, I mean, I think... how it's preserved.
Yeah, I'm sure it has something to do with that because I have, my mom has made pickles over time, not every year, but quite frequently, and she's made all of them. She's tried the spicier ones, the slightly sweeter ones that you're talking about, and that's never happened, and we generally invariably store them outside.
Yeah, my parents put it in the shed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And it's there for
years,
you know, the lemon ones and stuff like that. Yeah, the mango, everything. So yeah, I think it just depends on the climate as well, and we'll, whether it's homemade or not.
You know? I think there is definitely something to it. Yeah.
So just think about that and have a review of the fridge, you know, and I always say check every month to check what's gone off, you know, open the items. You can't just see just by looking at it. Sometimes you open it and you'll see the mold at the bottom. And you might find leftover containers at the back of the fridge if you don't review it.
Which is something that I hear quite often, surprisingly.
Yes. Yeah. I have dealt with leftover food at the back of fridge in bowls. Lemons is a big thing.
Lemons, I can see it's happened to me too. Just a lemon got stuck somewhere and then it just dried out in the fridge.
And garlic. And garlic is a funny one because it starts rooting, because it starts growing and stuff, but it then goes funny. It's very weird. Yeah. So do review every month. I would say for your fridge, if you can do it every week, great. But if not, do it every month. And yeah, do the review before you buy anything. So if you're going to do an online shop, or even if you're going to go to the supermarket, you know, and have your shopping list, first open the fridge and have a look and see what you've got. And if there are certain foods, like leftover foods, that are still in the fridge and you haven't eaten it, then that means maybe not to make it again, because it might not be your thing or your family's thing. They might not like it.
Yeah, if it's not getting eaten. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the main things. I mean, there are other things. I have lots of chocolate in my fridge. And cheese,
but that's not a desi thing necessarily.
That's not a desi, and cheese is not a desi thing either. But yogurt is another thing, and I find yogurt at the back of the fridge, and it's gone off. And it is an older generation thing. They'll be like, "Oh, we can make chas with that, or we can make." I think they can make something else with it. They make a dessert with it, the yogurt.
Yeah, there are things you can do with yogurt because it's probiotic, etc. You can even if it just sours, it doesn't necessarily. I mean, sometimes it will, but like any decent quality yogurt can last a while. So it sours over time. Yeah. Yes, but it can be used. Why that's what they always like. Oh, it's sour. I'll use it for soury things like a cuddy and the stuff like that, because that's stuff that you can use.
Yes, they make it for cuddy. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what we've done with old yogurt, or at least back when I used to eat that. So
I love cuddy. So these are things to bear in mind. So when you look at what vegetables you're storing together, I mean, get plastic containers if you've got room in the fridge and put the same type of vegetables together so it's easier for you to store. Don't label it, because, of course, you're going to have different vegetables all the time. You know what I mean? But also review your fridge every month to see what you've got in there, to get rid of the things, and review your Tupperware as well. Because if you do put in a lot of leftovers into your fridge, you want to make sure you have the right kind of Tupperware in there.
Yeah.
And pickles as well. See, let us know about your pickles. What pickles do you have? And where do you store them? Do you store them in the fridge or outside? You know,
that's a good point.
And
herbs are one. I think we kind of just skimmed over that, but we have coriander. That's a big one. Mint and stuff like that. Pro tip there is storing it on a little, like a paper towel type thing with a little bit of water, makes it last longer.
Or put
in a glass with water at the bottom.
I don't have room in my fridge, so I can never do it.
Right, but these are things that help it stay green a little bit longer, especially if you're used to buying a lot, but then you'll end up wasting some.
This is what my mom taught me, was I buy loads of bunches, I chop it up, clean it, chop it up, put it in the freezer. So I have all of that in the freezer, and I'm one of those that don't chop up onions. I have frozen onions. So I buy those, and it's great here because it's all chopped up for you. So it's chopped
up. The day seeing me is judging you.
I know, but I cry too much because I am that coconut now that I can't take it cutting onions by myself. It's too crying and too painful for my eyes. I know. I'm sorry.
You just made onion cutting like this dramatic thing.
I'm sorry, aunties, so much. Anyway, so that's it for today.
Yeah, well, there you go. That brings us to the end of episode 150. If you want to talk to Shalina about sorting out your fridge, whether it's Stacey or otherwise, you can do it by contacting her at DeclutterMe. That's at DeclutterMe on all of the social media, as well as at DeclutterMe.com. There's a contact form. That's also where you can find all of the previous 150 episodes of this show, in case you want to do that, or find us in your podcast player. If you're enjoying this, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave us a comment in the podcast app of your choice. You can leave us a rating there. Most of the podcast apps allow you to do that now. Or tag Shalina or tag DeclutterMe on Instagram. And until next time.
Bye.